It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Updates. Good morning. As wildfires increasingly scorch California year after year, state lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown are debating who should be liable for the billions of dollars of damages. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, the battle begins today with a hearing at the state capitol.
Electric utilities and their unions argue that California's outdated liability rules force their shareholders and ratepayers to pay for wildfire damages even when they weren't negligent. Insurers, trial lawyers, and ratepayer advocates say reducing the utility's liability would transfer the cost to property owners and fire victims with lengthy and expensive legal battles to recover damages.
This is a huge issue for everyone in California.
That's Stanford University researcher Michael Wara.
Anyone who pays a utility bill is potentially exposed to the liabilities that are being created, and anyone who lives in wildfire country is potentially exposed to the risks.
The governor has now weighed in with his own proposal on the eve of a legislative conference committee hearing, and for the most part, he sided with the utilities. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California's Whistleblower Protection Act continues to expose examples of state workers who are wasting time and money. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains some of the most abusive examples from the past year.
The California State Auditor's new report says 86 cases reached the point where investigations were necessary. Of those, it gave 7 examples of extreme abuse by state employees. In one, a DMV worker is estimated to have slept on the job for 2,200 hours, or the equivalent of more than a year of 40-hour work weeks. Margarita Fernandez is with the auditor's office and says over the years, the whistleblower program has identified more than $500 million in wasted resources.
If you take a look at what our investigations have led to, we reported since 1993, 88 job terminations, there's been demotions, there's been resignations, pay reductions, reprimands, even some convictions.
Other examples include a pair of Fresno State employees who couldn't account for nearly 2.5 years of work, and a CAL FIRE assistant chief who misused state resources to build a tiki lounge at his home. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
You'll find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.